The Albany Times Union calls him a ski archaeologist. Jeremy Davis likes to track down lost ski slopes. So far, through personal searches and through his website, NELSAP, for New England Lost Ski Areas Project, he's found vestiges of some 547 slopes in 6 New England states and 34 in New York State. Mr. Davis joins us from Lebanon, New Hampshire. Welcome to you.
Good to be with you today.
If it is a lost ski trail, how do you know when you found it?
Yeah, basically what we do for our site is we classify a former ski area as long as it had some type of lift, some way that wasn't just hiking up a slope and skiing down. So anything that had a rope tow or a chairlift or something like that. And in order to find these places, it takes a lot of research. You can either find them by accident, you're driving down the road and you happen to see an old lift somewhere, people tell us about us on the site, or old guidebooks and stuff like that. There's a lot of ways we can find out about them.
Sometimes you find these rusty wheels, don't you, that they used to attach rope toes to in the old days before there were T-bars and things.
Yes, the old wheels, they were all kind of jerry-rigged together, but the ropes would kind of pass over the wheels, and that way they're kind of like a pulley system, so when you grabbed onto the rope, you'd be moved up the slope pretty quickly. And a lot of the ski areas that are now closed, a lot of them had those rope toes. But it's really like an archaeological type of thing. You know, you don't know what you're going to find when you check these areas out. Sometimes all the equipment's all there, and it's all falling apart, so there's kind of this haunted kind of characteristic to it. It's just kind of putting together the puzzle pieces, so to speak, of all these places. See what you can find out, and share it on the Internet.
A lot of the trails that you list go back to the 1930s and the 40s. So what were these sort of mom-and-pop ski places? People felt like skiing, so figured they put up a few trails and then invited some friends?
Exactly. That's the way skiing mostly got started in New England and in the Northeast. Once the first rope tow got started in Woodstock, Vermont in the mid-30s, a lot of people said, well, that's really kind of a neat idea. We can have something to kind of look forward to in winter instead of looking towards winter as a season where we basically stay inside. Until World War II, where some of these places had closed even by then, just because of everybody being away during the war. But then when the soldiers came back, a lot of them that had been the 10th Mountain Division, they were all trained. And they opened up a lot of these places themselves and really got, especially ski instruction is what they brought back with them.
You even have learned about a lost ski area in Afghanistan.
Yes, a really interesting story on that one. It was basically set up just south of Kabul. It was a rope tow high up in the mountains there and closed down when the Soviets invaded in 1979.
Has it happened that you or anybody involved in this exploration has found a place and thought, gee, this is so nice, maybe we ought to think about ginning it up again, turning it into another ski area?
Yeah, I actually get emails all the time from people that that own businesses or may want to buy some of these ski areas and bring them back. So a lot of times I'll kind of point them, because there's about 5 or 6 ski areas in New England that could be reopened. The other ones are so far gone that it's pretty much impossible at this point. But there's about 5 or 6 that could be reopened, and a few of them have come back.
Have you come across any peculiar sort of quirky names of these various former ski places?
I have a great story about that. There's a ski area in Massachusetts. There's a ski area that this guy had in his backyard, a rope tow, and Massachusetts required that all ski lifts need to be inspected. And he was kind of a very private man and didn't want the state coming inspecting his lift. Well, they told him, well, if they can't inspect it, he won't be able to operate it. So they came over and inspected it, and they asked him what the name was. And he said, well, it doesn't have a name. It's my own area. And they said, well, it has to have a name. We have to put a name down for it. And he goes, okay, here's the name of it. Keep out private property, no trespassing ski area.
Thank you so much, and happy shushing to you.
Yes, thank you.
Jeremy Davis, tracking down lost ski areas in New England and upstate New York.